Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to tell you something. You know, coming to the fair was not something that we thought we could ever do. We've got 3 kids with special needs. And even if we get here at 7 o'clock in the morning, it's still a lot of people. It is very crowded. And that's a little too much stimulation for my kiddos who have autism. And this is the thing, and I understand people who don't have kids with autism. They say, well, why don't you just keep them home? You know, why don't you, if there's too much, just keep them home. Don't bring them up to the fair. To that I say, I want my kids to be able to go back to school and have something to tell their friends about. When their friends are saying they went to the state fair and talk about all the fun things that they did, I want my kids to be able to join in with that. I want them to be able to say, you know what, I went to the state fair too, and here are the things that I did. And that would not be possible without my friends at Frazier. They have a booth here, and that booth provides kids like mine who have autism and other special needs a place to sit and cool out and get back to center. Because then when they get back to baseline, they can come back out and enjoy themselves. There was nowhere that I thought that they could go to cool out. And that's not the case. They can go on over to the Frazier booth. There are trained professionals there who understand the special needs of my children and also mine. And it's a respite at this busy, enjoyable, fun fair. And so we've been here since 7 o'clock this morning. And we've had to use that Frazier booth. Get those special needs kids down there when they're about to melt down. Let them cool out, cool off, and then get back to the fun. And so I just had to invite Nancy Baldrica on the show. She's a vice president and chief marketing and development officer at Frazier Schools to join me because I need to say thank you for all the moms and dads out there, the caregivers and grandparents and aunts and uncles who have kids with special needs, who come to the fair and know that they have the Frazier booth, sponsored by Central Roofing, that they can take their kids to and enjoy it. How did you guys get that idea?
Thanks for having me here, Shaletta. About 3 years ago, we started to recognize there was a need for something like this out here. So first we went to the education building and we talked to them. And we said, well, this is great, but we really need a space where people can come and sit.
Yeah.
And so that was during COVID.
Yeah.
And there was a fireplace store across the way that had emptied and they weren't coming back. And so they said, well, this building is available. And it was ideal. It's a whole building.
Yeah.
So our friends at Central Roofing Company came and renovated the whole space
they
for us.
They are so amazing.
They've been a blessing.
I love them.
Yeah. And so what we have now is in the front of the building is an active space. So kids who just want to touch things and make noise and feel different textures and explore can come and have fun. And then in the back of the building is our take a break space where we have quiet and dimmed lights and air conditioning. And they can just recoup, like you said. And then when they're feeling better and ready, they can go back out to the fair.
Okay, girl, I just have to ask you, how are the kids responding to this safe space?
Oh, my gosh. They love it. Honestly, it just warms your heart. Almost every day, somebody will come in, and they come up to us, and they say, thank you so much for making this space. You know, thank you for being here. Thank you for the wonderful work you're doing. Our whole goal is to make the community more inclusive so that people and families who are experiencing neurodivergencies or disabilities can get out there and enjoy the community events with everybody else.
Yeah.
They just need a little bit of extra support, and that's what we provide.
Okay. Now, you have to tell me exactly where it is for folks who are listening, like me, who are having an anxiety attack on the way to the fair, because the kids want to go. They've seen the commercials. They heard about the Sensory Friendly Day this past Monday and how successful it was. And the kids have been talking about it, and their friends are talking about it, and their neighbors are talking about it, and you're heading here with your kids, and you know they got sensory issues, and you know it looks like a record-breaking crowd, and it's hot, and it's loud, and it's stimulating. As a parent, you're having an anxiety attack on the way here. So I need them to know exactly where that Fraser booth is.
Yep.
As they come to the state fair.
Easy to find. Okay. We're down right across from the Snelling entrance. Pretty much everybody knows where the education building is.
Yes.
We're kind of kitty corner from the education building on Cosgrove. We're open 9 to 9 all 12 days of the fair, staffed with people who are there to help.
I love it. Okay, now listen, when we come back, I'm going to ask you to stick around for just a little bit, because in addition to the sensory booth that they have here at the fair, Fraser has some amazing programming. My autism moms and dads are here. They always show up whenever I'm live at the fair because they want to bring me their kids and say thank you. They want to come and tell me their stories, and I love listening to them. And so I just want for folks to know what's available so they can have the same success with their children as I've had with mine. So we will have more from Nancy Baldrica when we come back. It is 12:19. It is News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Shaletta Show. We are live at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, State Fair people! How y'all doing? Hey, Dick and Francine, some of our oldest and dearest friends when we first moved to Minnesota. They were there when I trapped Sean and got pregnant on accident, on purpose, and they just laughed all the way through the wedding and the reception and have just been great friends to us. I just love them so much. You know, that's the thing I love about Minnesota, is that you all are so open and so welcoming. Y'all didn't know us from Adam. Y'all just work together. And you were like, oh, you got a cute little girlfriend. She looks like trouble. Come on, I'll be your friend. Thank you, girl. Thank you and Dick. I know, that's all true. And then showed up at the wedding. She was like, she's still trouble, but you married or not? Too late. Hey, look at the babies. Bam, 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 bam. I love y'all so much. Thank you. Thank you for stopping by. They came to check out the kids and see how big they're getting and hang out to listen to the show. I just love y'all. Our friends from Roseville, Dick and Francine. Hey, y'all. Okay, take a picture and then you can post it on social. Hey, oh, some more friends. How y'all doing? No, I mean, take a picture of y'all. That's like a selfie, Francine. Like, you and Dick get in the picture and then have me in the background. Come on, Dick. See this. Hold on, y'all, because we got to stop the whole show. Francine got to fix her bangs. Okay, Dick, you got to get in the picture. Okay, now, there you go. And then look, all it's just Dick's nose in the picture. There you go. Okay, now you got to post it on social and say, I'm at the fair. Join Shaletta. Okay. And then, right, and then people will come because I'm giving away Sweet Martha's cookies. Don't tell Sweet Martha, because if she finds out I'm giving away the cookies, she might come over here. She made, what, $4.5 million last year. That's going to be minus $80 because of the free cookies I'm giving away. So I don't know if she's going to make it. I don't know if them $80 might break her, girl. I don't know. Entrepreneur of the everything. Yes. I was telling somebody today, Sweet Martha should probably teach a class on how to handle the fair. Because she has this thing operating like a well-oiled machine. And there are other vendors out there, and God bless them, they seem a little overwhelmed. Like, they're not quite ready. You know, y'all come back in 2 hours, or no, we don't have any more napkins, or we're out of product, or we don't have the staff. And, you know, that's just not the case. Sweet Martha's not running out of product. Sweet Martha's, and that's why she's making the money she's making, and that's why people come back year after year, because she is so sometime between this fair and next fair, she needs to teach a class to any new vendors who want to do fair boothing on how to do the fair properly, the right way. Okay, I love y'all, girl. I know y'all got to go. Now, we have been talking on the show to our friends at Frazier, Nancy Beldrica. They have a sensory booth. And I'm going to just tell y'all something. It's not anything like this anywhere else, okay? Illinois, Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, they have sensory-friendly options, but for only certain times. The Frazier Sensory Building at the fair is there for the entire 12 days from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So you need to get on over there. But Frazier is doing so much more, Nancy. For folks who are just listening and hearing about Frazier for the first time, they may be new to the Twin Cities. Talk to us about the services that Frazier provides to children who have special needs.
Yeah. Frazier is one of Minnesota's oldest and largest nonprofits. We've been around since 1935 in continuous operation, and we provide autism, mental health, and disability services from childhood through adulthood. So the best way to think about everything that we offer is that we provide services that help individuals live successfully in the community. We have housing, we have career support, we have therapy, we have autism treatment, we have physical therapy for disability services. I mean, it's just the whole gamut. It really is a wraparound service for the individual and the whole family.
And you know what I really appreciate? Because folks are always talking about 1 in 36 children have autism. Well, guess what? At some point, that's going to be 1 in 36 adults. Is the world ready for that? And Frazier is on the front line of providing services for adults with autism, because all the social stuff, all the school stuff, that stuff stops at 18 years old. Well, what do you do after that? Talk to me about, right, you know, this initiative that Frazier has to create awareness and opportunities, not just for the kids, but for the adults as well.
Well, we know that sensory processing differences, neurodivergencies, disabilities, they last through a lifetime.
Yeah.
So no matter when you decide you need services, mm-hmm, we can start serving you from then through the rest of your life. So if you're an adult that was never diagnosed as a child, if you come to Frazier, we can serve you and help you figure out those things that have maybe been holding you back.
Okay.
And provide some tools and support that can help you just make life easier.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, that's the thing. It's not just a one and done. And then the other part of it is that the families need a lot of support.
Oh, girl. Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I was a nervous wreck, because I had not one, not two, but three kids with special needs. That's enough to break you emotionally with one. Yes. Having three, I was ready to check up out of here. I was like, it's 10,000 lakes. I'm going to drive in one of them.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I'm built to take three children who are not talking to me, who are not potty trained, who cannot follow simple commands, who cannot look at me. This is too much.
Right.
I'm gonna be at the bottom of that lake like I was trying to ice fish at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be fine with seeing Jesus on today.
Right.
And so talk to me about how you help the parents, because I know for me, you all are calming folks down.
Mm-hmm.
You're educating us. So when COVID happened and they didn't have services at the schools and we couldn't get to the therapy centers, I had enough training where I was able to do therapy with my own children.
Yes. We also have a lot of virtual options, telehealth options. So that's one of the things that really increased during COVID too. But that's where the mental health comes in. So when a family or is dealing with a child or several children who need some support, the mental health wraps around the whole family and can provide sibling services, it can provide relationship services, it can really give families that support that they need.
Yeah. Okay, now, how can people connect to Frazier? Because they're hearing it, they may not come to the fair to get to the sensory booth,
yeah,
but they want to make sure that they have the information that they need. And it may not be them. It may be someone they know. It may be a loved one, a caregiver, or aunt, an auntie. You know, it takes a village. How do they find you?
Go to the website. It's www.frazier.org. And right on the home page, there's a button to connect with us. And when you call in, somebody will help you get to the services that you need.
All right. Now, this is the thing we know as parents, that this whole system, and I'm going to be talking to Brett Edelson in a minute from United Healthcare, but sometimes we have a difficult time getting services for our kids paid for by the insurance, depending on who your carrier is.
Right.
And there's always a gap. And sometimes the parents don't have the money to close that gap. And that's when scholarships come in.
Yes.
That's when assistance come in. You have a gala coming up. You have an event coming up where you're going to be raising funds to help those families who want to get services, but the parents can't afford it. Or they need to get, you know, the therapy, and they don't have the additional funds to pay, and the insurance doesn't provide the coverage for that.
Yep.
Talk to me about the upcoming gala. When is it, and how folks can support it? Because right now, y'all are looking for a sponsor. And I just cannot believe that some company has not stepped up and said, you know what? I'm the CEO of this company, and my grandson has autism. I'm the CEO of that foundation, and my granddaughter has autism.
Right.
You all are looking for a title sponsor for your upcoming gala, and I want to put the call out. Because we have some very giving, very loving, and very prominent people who listen to this show each and every Saturday. And the one thing they always say was, Shaletta, how can I help? Shaletta, how can I support? I want to make a difference. Well, I'm about to tell you how you can make a difference. Your company can become the title sponsor of the Frazier Gala coming up later this year. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, well, we actually did get a title sponsor.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah,
woo-hoo!
So that's fantastic. Woo-hoo! We're thrilled. But we're always looking for more sponsors. The gala is our big annual event. This year, it's Friday, November 3rd.
Okay.
It's at the Depot in Minneapolis. And the theme this year is Candyland. And the whole theme is that each family has a different route through treatment to success, right?
Ooh.
And along the way, you may pull a card that says, you need some physical therapy. You could benefit from some speech therapy. You might need ABA therapy. So everybody's journey is different, but we're all making our way to that, to the final, you know, King Castle.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great event. It's a really a beautiful, beautiful event. The whole thing is themed. We have amazing entertainment. This year we're going to have Kat Perkins there.
I love Kat Perkins.
Yep. It's beautiful. A beautiful dinner, but as you said, for a great cause. One of the things that Frazier is working toward this year is a transformation of the services into a new service model, which will get people into services within 60 days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we're going to get rid of those wait lists.
Yes.
For the clinical services, people are going to get those services much faster that they need. And then, as you said, it will help bridge that gap for families whose insurance doesn't pay for everything. So we recognize that this need just keeps growing and growing, and we're transforming to try to meet that need better.
Well, I can't thank you enough for the work that you do. Now, if there is a company out there, they've heard our conversation. They want to make a difference. They want to be a sponsor. They want to buy a table. They want to support the work that Frazier is doing. How can those folks find you specifically?
If you go to the website, click on Get Involved, and you'll find our event link there. And under that is an email to our special events program manager, and she can talk to you about ways to donate something for the silent auction, how your company can come and help volunteer to run the event, how you can become a sponsor for the event, buy a table, all those things. You know, sponsor the drinks, sponsor the desserts. There's all kinds of sponsorships.
There's always a way to help. Nancy Beldrica, thank you so much for being here on the Shaletta Show at the CCO booth, at the State Fair. You have just been a blessing to not just me and my family, but to so many other families like mine who have kids with special needs.
Thank
God bless you for
Shaletta.
The work you do.
Thank you.